Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We are on page 192. Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel is in mitzdarfin lezimun im lav, if you are mitzdarif to a zimun or not. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Shnayim she'ochlu, two people ate together. Afal pisha bebirchas hamotzi poter echad eschaveru. Even though for the bracha of Hamotzi, in the beginning of the Suda, one can pater his friend, mitzvah lecholek sheyavarech kol echad birchas hamazon la'atzmo. There is a mitzvah that when it comes to benching, they should split up and they should each bench by themselves. B'med var mamurim, when were these words said? K'shehayu shneyam yodim levarech birchas hamazon. As long as each of them knows how to bench, they should each bench by themselves. Avol, im echad yodea v'hasheni eini yodea, if only one of them knows how to bench and the other one does not know how, so mevarech hayodea v'yotzei hasheni, then the one who knows how to bench can bench, and he could have in mind to be motzi the one who doesn't know how to bench. Im meivin loshan hakodesh, elo she'enu yodea levarech. It only works if the one who doesn't know how to bench understands Lashon HaKodesh. So he can understand the words that are being said. For some reason he doesn't know how to bench, but he understands Lashon HaKodesh. So then, the one who knows can bench for the one who doesn't know how to bench, but knows the language. V'tzorach l'chavin mila b'mila l'chol ma'ashi yomar. And the one who's being yotzei with the benching has to listen to every word that is being said. The Ramah says, v'tzorach ha'mevarach she'chavin lotzio. And the one who is leading the benching has to have kavana to be motzi, the one who is listening. Avalim eino meivin eino yotzei b'shmiya, but someone who doesn't understand the language is not yotzei and listening to someone else's benching. Then the Mechaber says, this din is only by two people where it's a mitzvah for each one to bench by themselves, if they both know how to. Aval shlosha she'ochlu, but three people that ate together, einom rasho'im lechalik. They're not allowed to split up. They have to make a mezumin. Ushnayim she'achlu, and if only two people ate together, mitzvah she'yachazru achar shlishi she'etzarif imbaim lezimun. There's a mitzvah for the two who ate together to go after a third in order to create a zimun for themselves. V'chein arba u'chamisha osur lehem lechalik. Not only three you can't split up, if you have four or five you can't split up because you're going to ruin the zimun. She'kulam nischayvu b'zimun, because they're all chayv in zimun. If they split up, they lose their zimun. Shisha nechalakim. Once you get to six, you could split up three and three. That would be okay. Kevan she yishar zimun lekol chabura, because that way you have a zimun with each chabura. Ara asara. That works that you can split up until you reach 10. Va'oz ein nechalakim ad shiu esrim kevan she neschayvu baskar Hashem. Once you reach 10 and you're chayv in a zimun with Hashem's name, you can't split up until you reach 20, in which case you would be allowed to split up 10 and 10. The Ramah says, the oz yecholim lecholek im yirtzu. Once you reach 20, they can split up 10 and 10 if they want. V'nirali, and it appears to me, says the Ramah, dehu adin b'shisha, einon b'chuyavim lecholek. So too, when there are six, you're not required to split up. Rak im yirtzu nechalokim. So Dr. Ramah, the same way with 20, it's optional. If you want, you could split up. So too, when it is six, if you want, you can split up. That's where we'll stop on the top for tonight. And let's see the Mishavur is now back on 192, Sivkot and Aleph. So we said two people ate together, even though when it comes to the bracha of Hamotzi, one paters the other. Ratzalomer de behamotzi af lechatchila yochol kol echad lotzei sevirchas chaveru. It's lechatchila by the bracha of Hamotzi for others to be yotzei with the mevarech who makes the Hamotzi aloud, like we are knowing every Shabbos. Sivkotan days. However, when it comes to benching, there we say it's a mitzvah lecholik. Kolomer, it means to say, the afagav de bidyeved, even though it's true that bidyeved af bebirchas hamazon bivada yotzei ayidei chavero, hamotzio, certainly it will work bidyeved if one benches and is motzi his friend. Mikomakom lechatchilo mitzvah lecholik. However, lechatchilo, that's not the best way. It's best if there are two people that they split up and they each bench. V'atam, the reason is, shechilku bebirchas hamazon hamotzi. What is the reason why we make this difference between hamotzi, where it's 100% lechatchila for one to part to the other, versus birchas hamazon, where it's lechatchila to split up? Tibitchila sasuda shekovim leechol yachtov. When a suda is starting, and it comes to hamotzi, they're planning on being koveya themselves together for the suda. So daitan lehitzaref, their mindset is on joining together. Masha'in came besofa suda, which is not the case by benching, which is at the end of the suda. Daitan li pared zemize. Their minds are on splitting up. Hilkach tzarech levarach kol echad la'atzmo. Therefore, they have to bench individually. So the first reason is that Hamosi is the beginning of the Suda. Their plan is to join together for the Suda, so their minds are together, so they can be Yotze together. By benching, they're ready to split up, and therefore, it's better that each one benches by himself. V'yesh otam, there is another reason for this chilek. Mishum de birchas amazon da'araisa chmiruba. Since benching is da'araisa, they were machmir that each person says his own benching. V'ayim b'prima gadam shekosa. Look in the prima gadam who writes, t'nochon lochosh l'tam arishon. It is proper to be concerned for the first reason. V'alkein, and therefore, af im lo ochal kedei svia. Therefore, even if a person did not eat till he was full, in which case, the chiyuvu hurak midirabonon, his benching then is only midirabonon, that according to the second reason, they would be allowed to join together. Gam kein mitzvah lechalik ulevarach alech leatzmo. But still, according to the first reason, since you're ending the suda, their minds are to split up, therefore, even if you only ate less than being full, and you only have mentioned the Rabbanim, you still should be choshesh for the first reason, and each bench individually. That's all we said in the Mechaber, if they all know how to bench, the two of them know how to bench. But if one knows how to bench, and one does not know how to bench, then the one who knows should bench, and he should be motzi the one who doesn't know. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Gimel, Ayin Lakamon, Simen Kuvtzadi, Zayin, Sivdal, Mishabura. Sivkotan Dalat, Shechavin, Lotzio, Yishav, Mechavin, to be motzi his friend, the Rama told us, v'gam ha-shomei ha-tzarech she'chavin lotzeis, and the one who's listening obviously also has to al-kavana to be yotzei, k'mo she'kosav, simen reish yud gimel, siv gimel, v'ayim mash she'kosavnu sham. Siv katan hey. That's going on that which the Mechaber said, that you could only be motzi your friend if your friend understands the language. But the Mechaber said, im eino maven, eino yotzei b'shmi, if he doesn't understand, he can't be yotzei with hearing you. Says the Mishaburo Lefiza, according to this, Hanoshim Yevarchu La'atzman. The women who we're assuming don't understand the language, since they can't be Yosef, if they don't understand the language, they should bench by themselves. V'hu adin am ha'aretz k'she'eno mevin birchas ha'motzio. And so too, if there's an am ha'aretz who doesn't understand the bracha that the one who's being motziim is saying, he should say it by himself. Now, if we look down at the Shaar Tzion and Os Gimel, he writes, I am the prima godem shekosov to yuchlu levarech b'loshan hakodesh afa pi she'ena mevinos. They can't be yotzei by listening to someone else's benching if they don't understand the language, if they don't understand loshan hakodesh, but if they're saying the benching themselves, then it's okay even if they don't understand what they're saying. Afa gavde b'shmiya b'ina dafka she'avinu. Even though according to the shita, when they're hearing it, they b'dafka have to understand it. K'shehem levarechos b'atzman odet fei. When they're benching themselves, it's better. And they don't need to understand what they're saying. V'chein kosa b'levush v'las tomid v'chein kosa b'magin giborim b'shem sefer shar Ephraim v'chein mashe magin Avram v'nirali gamkein kidmus raya lozeh. Zot l'chav eschaim, I have a shtickle raya to this, that if you're saying it by yourself, you could be yotzei even if you don't understand what you're saying. D'may griya dover zem im lo kivin libo berchas hamosu. Birchas Hamazon, Devada Yotze b'diavik, Kemoshe Kasanu El b'Simin Samich b'Mishaburus of Kadan Zayin b'Sheva Poskim. We learned earlier in Simin Samich that if one is benching and he's not mechavin to anything he's saying, he doesn't pay attention to what he's saying, he's still Yotze b'diavid. So if you're benching and you're not paying attention to what you're saying, you're Yotze. So why would it be any different if you're benching and you don't understand the words that you're saying? It's the same thing. You don't chap what you're saying. You don't chap the words. So Zok the Mishabura, that makes a lot of sense. So even though someone else that's being motzi you, then you must understand what they are saying. But if you're benching yourself, Zok the Chavetz Chaim, the same way if you space out, you're not mechavin, you're Yotze b'diavid. It's Mefurish in the Mishabura there, b'shem the poskim. So to Aviyah, if you don't understand the language that you're saying, you would also be Yotze b'diavid. Now that is talking about in any language, including Lashon HaKodesh, that Shita holds that you're not Yotze by listening to someone else if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. But the Mishabura continues and says, V'yesh poskim she'sovrim, there are poskim that hold, Dib Lashon HaKodesh Yotze Odom Yedei Chavoso B'Shmiya, that in Lashon HaKodesh, a person can be Yotze by hearing Afal Pi She'eno Meven HaLashon, even if he doesn't understand the word that's being said, which in other languages he wouldn't be Yotze, but in Lashon HaKodesh he would be Yotze. Ma She'en Kein B'Shar Lashonos, which is not the case by other languages, the Lekul Yama Eino Yotze Eino Meven HaLashon. According to everyone, you're not Yotze if it's not in Lashon HaKodesh and you don't understand it. But if it's Lashon HaKodesh, this Shita, the Yesh Poskim Shesovrim, hold that you would be Yotze. V'chein haminog, and that is our custom. Shenoshim yotzos yidei chavosim b'shmiya mehamavarich afal pi she'enu mevinos klal. That the women are yotzei their chiyav by hearing the mevarich, even though they don't understand at all. And not only is that by benching, where in women it's a suffix, whether the chayav daraisa or the rabbanim, v'afilu b'kiddush shehu daraisa l'kuyam l'hanoshim. Everyone holds that kiddush Friday night for women is daraisa. So afilu hachi yotzei b'shmiya. Still, they don't understand what they're hearing, and they're yotzei by hearing kiddush b'loshen hakodesh. V'chein amei haaretz, and so to amaratzim, afal pi she'enam mevinim divrei hamakadesh. Even though they don't understand the words that the one who's making kiddush is saying, they're still yotzei. So we're knowing, like the shita, that when the benching or the kiddush is being said in Lashon HaKodesh, even if the listener doesn't understand, they are yotzei. If the benching would be in any other language, which you are allowed to do, if you're not understanding it, then you would not be yotzei. So Lashon HaKodesh here we have as a machlokas. So the Mishabura then ends the Sifkotan and writes, "Umikomakom yoser tov shiyomu acharei hamavarech la'mekadesh milu b'milu balachashim efshar lahem." But the best way, if the women are hearing a Lashon HaKodesh, they don't understand what they're hearing, whether it's benching or kiddush, that they should say word for word with the mevarich or the mekadesh. Debaze yesu l'chol haposkim. That way they can be yotzei all the shittos. Because again, the first shita said that if you don't understand that, even in Lashon HaKodesh, you're not yotzei. Even though the second shita said you are yotzei, the first one said you're not, so to cover all your bases, if you say it along with the Mevarich, then it's like the Shaar Tzion said, you're saying it on your own, even if you don't understand it, then you are Yotzei. And even besides that, it's better to say along word for word according to everyone. It's very hard to be listening and be mechavim for the entire benching by hearing it from someone else. Like we saw earlier. I'd like to jump up to the Bir Halacha de Ramaskul Eino Yotzei B'Shmiya. So he said over here, if you don't understand the language, you're not Yotzei by hearing it. Hinei dina de ha-mechaber ayri b'shnayim v'kanal. Zok de Bir Halacha, this din of the mechaber, like the mechaber is discussing, he's talking about two people where one is being motzi the other, so the one listening must understand the language that the benching is being said in. Ule inyan shlosha. But if you have three people together, and one's being motzi the other two, and it's through a zimun, im echad yuchal lahotzi l'shnayim, can one be motzi the others if they don't understand the language? Yesh deos ben aposkim, that's already a machokas and aposkim. The das birchas avram, the sheet of the birchas avram is, da filu le das ha mechaber. Even according to the mechaber, hainu dafka b'yochid ha-motzi l'yochid. Dafka, when one person's being motzi another person, that's when the listener has to understand the language. Aval b'zimun shlosha, but when there's a zimun of three, she'echad motzi l'shnayim, one is being motzi two, o ba'asara she'echad motzi l'tisha, if there's ten, and one's being motzi nine, afilu einon nevinim, even if they don't understand, yochid motzi as-harabim. Since there is a zimun, one can be motzi the others, even if they don't understand what he is saying. Tiku harbi achorim, many achorim bring this down. Umibach b'simin zeh ulavush b'simin kuf tzadites mashma d'lo kedvarav. The bach and the lavush are mashma, not like this shita of the Birchas Avram. Says the Mishabura Vayter Sifkot and Vav. So the Mechaber told us, even though when there's two people, there's a mitzvah l'chalik, they should each bench individually. If there's three, they're not allowed to split up. Dikvar nischayvu bezimun mishaachlu biyachad. Once they ate together, they're already chayv and zimun, they can't split up. Vidai, you should know. Dikhiyuv zimun hudavka kishaachlu pas shechayov and ola birchas hamazon. The whole concept of zimun that we started discussing and we'll continue discussing is only when you ate bread that's mechayv birchas hamazon. Avol. Im ochlu peros, if they ate just fruit, afilu hein mishivas aminim, even if they are from the shivas aminim, lo, there's no chiv of zimun, kedekaimulam besimun reishu gimel de'ein zimun leperos, like with the passing later on, there is no zimun for fruit. V'yesh machmirin b'shiva minim la'atzricho zimun. Some are machmir and they say, no, the zayin minim, even though they're fruit, they do need a zimun. V'lochein, therefore, zakta mishabura, tov shelo yikvu shlosha biyachar al shiva minim. It's better not to sit together with three people when you're eating grapes. Or any other of the Shiva Saminim, because you're getting yourselves in a machlokas of whether you need a zimun or not. Kedela fuke nafshe miplukta. That way we could avoid this machlokas. Ubebirke Yosef Kosov Shaminok Posha Likboa Kama Anoshim Alperos Meshiva Saminim Vechein Lechol Pasva Bekislin. But the Mishabura ends off and says in the Birke Yosef that the Minog is that we are koveya people together to eat the zayin minim together, to eat possible the kiss and the zonos together, because we beikar are knowing that zimun again is like the shita that it's only by bread, and therefore we're not knowing to be careful about this, like the Mishabura said earlier. Sivkotan zayin. We said if two people ate, there's a mitzvah for them to go after a third person to make a zimun. Hainu imhu imoyim bebesam. We're talking about where the third person is in the house. Then mitzvah litein lo devar ma lecho kadei sheyitzdarif imohim. Then there's a mitzvah to give him something to eat. We'll see exactly what he would have to eat to join in, but in order that he should join in your zimun. Now if you look at note number 80, points out, this is all true if two people ate. But in note number 8, it continues in the back of the sefer, I'll just say it outside, but if three people ate, where they were mechuyev in zimun, and then one left, and there's two remaining, then they have a bigger inyan, then they're mechuyev to look for a third person. So that which we just say in the Mishnah Berurah here, and the Mechaber, that it's a mitzvah to go after a third. Sam, it's a mitzvah if you only started with two, so you never had the chiyev on you, it's a mitzvah to create a chiyev. But if you had the chiyev and one person left, so you had the chiyuv, so now there's a much stronger requirement to go after a third person. We'll see that later. Continues the Mishnah Berurah umashna b'gemara. The Gemara is mashma the af imhu shamish hamishamish hamishamsham basuda. Even if the third person is a shamish who's waiting for you, she'ein darkon lechol ito biyachad, where it's not the normal derech to be eating together with him, mitzvah sheyikru lo lechol itam kidei sheyuchu lezamin. It is a mitzvah to call him over so he could eat with you this time in order to make a zimun. Sivkoton ches achar shlishi. Again, we said there is a mitzvah for two people who ate to go after a third to make a zimun. Uposhet. It is obvious. The imhu echad. If it's only one person who ate, ein tzarech lachzor achar shnayim. You do not have to go looking for two people, even if they are in the house. Sivkoton tes. The Mechaber said, so too, if there's four or five people, it's usher to split up. Shekulam nischaivu bezimun. They were all chayv in zimun. Kolomar. Afal pish im yelech echad yisharu shloshev yizamnu. Even though if you have four and one guy leaves, you still have three people left that can make a zimun. So why can't they split up? Mikom makom hu lo yatsa yidei chavaso shegamu nischaiv bezimun. The fourth guy can't leave because he also has a chiyah zimun. You all have a chiyuv zimun. So even though by leaving you're not ruining their zimun, but you're ruining your own zimun, and therefore you would not be allowed to leave. Sivkoton yud. We said in the Ramah that if you had 20, then yicholim l'chalak, you can split up. Asar l'kan, asar l'kan, 10 for this group, 10 for that group, v'nimsa shekulam zinu b'shem. And it turns out every single person will have a proper zimun with Hashem's name. The Ramah then said, the same thing is true by 6, you're not mechuyev to split up. If you want, you could split up 3 and 3. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu delo amrina. We don't say tov yoser lehischalik. We don't say it's better to split up kedei laharbos bebrachos. That way you increase more brachos. So now you have two groups of brachos. We don't say that. Now there are some poskim that are mashma that way, but zok the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah is telling us that we don't say that. V'ayim b'darchei Moshe shadaitu. Looking at darchei Moshe, where his opinion is the adarabba. The opposite is true. Not only do you not have to split up, shemitzvah min amuvcha shelo lehischalik. It's better not to split up. Bein be'estrim, whether you have 20. And you could split 10 and 10, better not to do that. Ubein b'shisho, you could split 3 and 3, better not to do that. Mishum berov hadras melech. The more people that are involved in the mitzvah, the more glory there is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak de medina ein iser badover im yischalku. Just if you have 6 or you have 20, there's no iser to split up. Rezak to Darche Moshe, it's better not to split up. V'yesha chokim alzeh. There are those who argue on this Darche Moshe. V'sirul and they hold. Kevan sheyesh b'chol kas. Gamkein mixas rov am. Since each group is going to have a rov am of its own, either 10 or 3 when you split it up. V'gam niskayim mitzvahs bircha zimun b'chol chad v'chad will also be able to mekayim in the mitzvah zimun with each group. U'lahochi shkulim him. Therefore, the two options of staying together or splitting up are equal. V'yochol lasos k'mo sheyirtza afilu l'chadchila. And you can l'chadchila go ahead and do whatever you want. Because a very important note that I want to end the shir with, and that is note number 7, across on page 192 of famous tshuva from Moshe, it's nogeya every time, kim'at, every time you go to a chasana. We said in the Mechaber that if you have 3 people, you can't split up, you can't leave, you're mechuyev to make a zimun. So what does a person do? He goes to a chasana, and he gets there at 7 o'clock, and they get a bench at 12 o'clock, he's got to drive back 3 hours from Lakewood to Waterbury, he has to get up for work the next morning, he doesn't want to stay, but he's mechuyev to stay. We said, you're not allowed to split up. And we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, even if you have 4, and one leaves, he doesn't ruin their Zeman, but he ruined his own Zeman. So over here, once you're locked into a Chiyuv Zeman, what do you do? So says note number 7. V'hamishtatef b'chasana, one who joins a wedding. V'hisril le'echol yachadim kol orachim, and he started eating together with all the guests. Because if he didn't start together, we have other leniencies. He was never joining with them, so it wouldn't be a problem to split up. But he joined together, he washed together with everyone. V'kosha olav l'hisakev ad she'ezamnu v'yavarchu b'chasamazim v'sheva brachos. It's hard for him to wait around until benching, to say benching with a zimun and sheva brachos. So kosha b'shalanshu v'sigris Moshe, she'eitza lazeh, the eitza is, she'yomar b'feirish kodem achiloso. Before he washes, he should say explicitly, She'eino miskaven le'tzaref b'kvius, that he's not intending to join together b'kvius, u'levarech yachad im shar ha'masubin. He's not planning on being mishtatev with them for a zimun. He's not joining with them. She'bistoma kishakavu le'elcha yachad, because otherwise, mistoma, when he comes in and washes with them, mistoma, we assume he was koveya to eat together with them. And he's kavu gam le'varech yachad. If you're koveya to eat together, you're koveya to bench together. Dr. Moshe Vayideze Yifter Mizimun, through saying this before you start eating, you pat yourself in the Zimun, Velo Yischai B'Sheva Brochas, and the Melech, you're not chai to stick around for the Sheva Brochas as well. V'kosav Shiyesh Lismoch Alzeh L'maisa. And Rav Moshe says that you can rely on this halacha l'maisa, K'shiyesh Lo Tzorech V'Hechrech Lotzes. If you have a need to leave, K'gon, for the example like we said, he's got to wait around for a long time till the Zimun's gonna get going. So he has to get up early for work. It's not gonna work out well for him. So he has a good reason, so then he can halach l'maisa, he can do this. Because of it, then he Ramosha writes, Shebahagos Chachma Shlomo Mefurish Kedvarov, that he found in the Chachma Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch, Mefurish, like he says, Shekeshauchlim Adashiu Rashon Lichalik, that if you eat, having in mind that you're allowed to split up, Niftarim Mizimun, you are Potter from Zimun, it's 100% fine. Vechein Mefurish Gam Shulchan Aruch Harav, Vechein Kosa B'Shalan Shuvas Erl Tzion. We will stop here and continue with Mitzvah in the next year with the rest of Sif Aleph.
You have been listening to a shear from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.